North Korea says that it will send a communication satellite into orbit between April 4th and 8th. However, both Seoul and Tokyo suspect the launch is actually to test fire a long-range missile. Monday, South Korea's top envoy to the six-party talks, Wee Sung Lak, arrived in Japan to meet with his counterpart, Akitaka Saiki. Both men are urging North Korea to scrap its launch plan and intend to take the issue to the United Nations Security Council if any type of rocket is fired. But Narushige Mashita, an assistant professor at the National Graduate Institute for Policy Studies in Tokyo, says there may not be much international support depending on what North Korea actually launches.
If it's a missile, it's going to be obviously a violation of UN Security Council resolution. But if it's a satellite, nations would disagree whether it amounts to a violation of the Security Council resolution.
Tokyo maintains that it has the right to shoot down whatever North Korea fires if it strays into their territory. However, Mashita is not sure if the Japanese military is capable of intercepting such a rocket. Pyongyang says it will consider any attempt to down its rocket as an act of war. Many analysts believe this launch, as well as the deadlock in the six-party talks, is a means for North Korea to procure more concessions. Japan, for its part, refuses to participate in energy assistance promised to Pyongyang until a decades-long kidnapping dispute is resolved. Mashita says it really does not matter what Tokyo does or does not do in the talks, because North Korea only wants to engage Washington.
Obviously, North Koreans are trying to move ahead with the Americans first. If they successfully move forward or make progress with the U.S., they'll be able to then say, look, Japan, look, South Koreans, would you like to be, you know, fall behind? By doing so, they would be able to create a situation where they have a better bargaining chip or in a better negotiating position.
Earlier this month, Washington's new point man to the talks, Stephen Bosworth, visited Japan, South Korea, and China, but was not invited by the North Koreans to hold talks in Pyongyang. Jason Strother for VOA News, Tokyo.